Good evening to you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners and children of God. This text comes up in the lectionary once every 3 years, and it's we have all sorts of stuff in our Old Testament with all sorts of stories and interesting things that happen because God struck this person down or that person down or these people down or that people down, and it just doesn't sound like the God that we're used to hearing about. And so when I read this text, and I know many pastors will read this text, they'll say, I'm not going to deal with this. I'd rather just deal with what comes from the second lesson or what deals with the gospel reading. And yet, you know, for me, we have this one Bible, and this one Bible with all these texts in it. And you know, most of those stories and most of the stuff that goes on in the Old Testament, you, especially the stuff where it just doesn't seem to make sense to us, you won't find that in the lectionary cycle. But this one shows up here. This one shows up on this Sunday, and it's a hard one to read, particularly when it ends, and this baby who had done nothing, whose only sin was being born, is struck down by God because of the sins that his father did. And that's a hard thing for us to think about. And that's a hard thing for us to relate to. And so when I talk about this scripture passage, when I look at it, I look at it in the context of what did the people of the ancients think about it. Because they didn't put much of a value on child's life. They didn't put much of a value on anything, and so this was a reasonable consequence for them. And so the whole point of this, and I don't, you know, it's we don't have very much outside of the books of Samuel and the books of King that talk about David. In terms of historical. So we don't know exactly how historical this text was, but we do know that the people that read it and were learning about it and understood it in a way that to look at and say, see, this man, we who are poor are constantly losing our children. They're dying, our wives are dying in childbirth. And we're not living past the age of 30. Because if we're not being killed by thieves, we're suffering from those kind of diseases that happened. And so when you see this, and you see God treats kings the way he treats everybody, that David, who before this point was fairly good man, but he let his power get to him. He fell in love with this woman that was another man's wife, and although he didn't kill that man himself, he let that man be killed in battle. And so what this tells me when I read this, as sad that this is that this punishment that God has given to David is nothing worse or nothing. It means that God is treating this king, this man who thinks he has everything, and he's not above the law. He's not above what happens with everybody else. That no man is exempt from following the ways of God. Now, with Christ, we have the new law. With Christ, we have this law that we must love one another as Christ loves us, and love God with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength and all our soul. And so, when I look at the way God feels about his kingdom, because God still forgave David, he still put away his sin, he didn't kill David, which David said ought to have had happen. When you look at it today, it means that God commands, just as you and I, to love one another as we've been loved. He also is commanding the rich and the powerful to treat other people with love. And here we are in an election season, and we have a horrible candidate and a marginally bad candidate running off, running against each other. And God love it. I mean, I'll tell you what, I think it's amazing that we finally have a woman who is going to be into the White House, but she's just as been corrupt by politics as most of the rest of them. She's a woman, yay! She's a politician, God's law, in the end, God's law applies to them as it does to us, and we can only hope that we have people who, under the grace that God has given us, will act in loving one another as we love each other. And it's not just the poor, and it's not just the middle class, and it's not just the underprivileged, and it's not just those of us who are slightly privileged and are able to give it away. It's everybody. And God treats us all the same. We all come to the same beginning, and we all have the same end. And for me, knowing that the end is salvation, that means that even that I have a chance, and people I love have a chance. And that's got to be some good news. Amen.